Hello once again, and welcome to another Mensch in Inglés podcast. This is podcast number 66, recorded for October 2013. En el nivel básico, practicamos las colocaciones de los verbos y también un poco de vocabulario general. En el nivel intermedio, estudiamos el uso de los verbos get, go y have. Y también una selección de preguntas sobre la gramática. In the advanced section, we practice more advanced collocations. And there's business vocabulary as usual, and a translation exercise, all to help you improve your English and take it to the next level. En los podcasts mensuales hablamos de los temas, vocabulario y ejercicios que salen en nuestro cuaderno mensual. Así podéis practicar la pronunciación y repasar el material del cuaderno. Si quieres recibir gratis el cuaderno cada mes, ve la transcripción de este podcast o lee los anteriores, ve a mensioningles.com y sigue los enlaces en la página principal. Antes de empezar, quiero dar las gracias a todos nuestros seguidores en Facebook. Ya tenemos más de 30.000 fans y seguimos creciendo cada día. Si tienes alguna pregunta, comentario o duda sobre el inglés, o simplemente quieres hacer ejercicios adicionales, puedes encontrarnos en facebook.com/mencioningles. Okay, let's start then with el nivel básico. To make a noise. Hacer un ruido. Hacer se puede traducir como to make o to do, pero cuando va con el sustantivo a noise, decimos make a noise. Repite, make a noise. Shh, don't make a noise, they're sleeping. Who was making all that noise last night? También decimos take photos. Repite, take photos. How many photos did you take? I took hundreds of photos. Estoy seguro que sabes que en inglés decimos drive a car, or drive a bus, or a taxi. Pero cuando hablamos de las motos, las bicicletas y los animales, decimos ride, R-I-D-E, ride. Repite, to ride a bike, ride a horse, ride a motorbike. Can you ride a motorbike? Have you ever ridden a horse? I would love to ride an elephant. I rode a camel in Egypt. ¿Cómo se traduce llevar gafas? To wear glasses. Repite. Wear. Wear glasses. I wear glasses. I've been wearing glasses for years. He's wearing a jacket. Are you wearing jeans? Luego tenemos la expresión to run for the bus. Repite. The bus. Run for. Run for the bus. I ran for the bus this morning. ¿Cómo se dice suerte en inglés? Luck. Repite. Luck. Luck es un sustantivo. ¿Cuál es el adjetivo? lucky. Repite. Lucky. I'm lucky. Are you lucky? Are you a lucky person? I am. I think I'm very lucky. El verbo to book significa reservar. For example, you can book a room in a hotel. Repite, to book. To book a room. Can I book a room, please? I'd like to book a room. También puedes book a table in a restaurant. Repite, to book a table. Can I book a table, please? I'd like to book a table for two, please. If you book a room in a hotel, you stay in a hotel. Repite. Stay in the hotel. Where are you staying? Are you staying in a hotel? ¿Cómo se dice mandar un correo electrónico en inglés? To send an email. Repite. Send an email. Did you send me an email? I'll send you an email. I'll send you an email next week. Very good. Muy bien. También en el nivel básico este mes hemos practicado un poco de vocabulario. Vamos a ver si te acuerdas de las palabras. A dress, skirt, trousers, shirt, socks are all examples of clothes. Repite. Clothes. I like your clothes. I need new clothes. What do you cut your food with? ¿Te acuerdas? You cut your food with a knife. K-N-I-F-E. Knife. Repite. Knife. Knife and fork. Knife, fork and spoon. Can I have a knife, please? Spring, summer, autumn and winter are the four seasons. Repite. Seasons. What's your favorite season? I like spring and autumn. I think autumn is my favorite season. En el inglés americano, autumn se dice fall, F-A-L-L, because the leaves, las hojas, fall, caen de los árboles, de los árboles. What do you usually drink tea and coffee and hot chocolate from? You drink tea and coffee from a cup. Not a glass, a cup. You drink Coca-Cola from a glass. You drink beer from a glass. You drink tea and coffee from a cup. Repite. Cup. A cup. A coffee cup. A tea cup. A cup of coffee. A cup of tea. Now, what's the name of the part of the house where you cook? You cook in the kitchen. Repite. Kitchen. Ten cuidado con la diferencia entre kitchen and chicken. Chicken is pollo. Repite. Kitchen. Chicken. kitchen. We cook in the kitchen. The chickens in the kitchen. What's the name for the room where you usually have a shower, clean your teeth, or wash your face? It's the bathroom. Repite. Bathroom. Excuse me, where's the bathroom? Okay, good. Now moving on to the intermediate section. Listen. Have you ever been to this restaurant? No, this is the first time. Have you been is the present perfect tense. Listen. Have you been to New York? ¿Has estado una vez en Nueva York? Repite. Have you been to New York? Have you been here before? Have you ever eaten Japanese food? Listen. We don't have to be at the meeting. Have to is similar to must for obligation. The difference is that must is often external obligation. It comes from outside the speaker. And have to can be the obligation you feel inside. For example, your boss says to you, everyone must go to the meeting. So you feel you have to. The government says, you must pay your taxes. So we all have to pay our taxes. Or a mother tells her son that he must do his homework. So the son tells his friend, I can't play with you now because I have to do my homework. My mother says, I have to do my homework. Another difference, of course, is that have to can change to the past. I had to do my homework. And to the future. I will have to do my homework. Or I'll have to do my homework. We cannot say, I will must do my homework. That's wrong. Repeat, I'll have to work on Saturday. I had to work late yesterday. Do we have to go to the meeting? Listen to a different example from the same exercise. I didn't remember where I had parked my car. Listen again. Which verb tenses do you hear? I didn't remember where I had parked my car. Did is the past of do. So, didn't remember is past simple. What about the second verb tense? I had parked. Had plus past participle is the past perfect tense. I had is often contracted to I'd. Repeat. I'd parked. I'd parked my car. I didn't remember. I didn't remember where I'd parked my car. No recordaba dónde había aparcado el coche. Repeat again. I didn't remember where I'd parked my car. I didn't remember where I'd left my bag. I didn't remember what I'd said to her. I didn't remember what I'd done with my keys. Escucha otro ejemplo y, como antes, piensa cuáles son los tiempos verbales. I was sitting on the train when suddenly my mobile rang. I was sitting, past continuous. My mobile rang, past simple. The sitting is the longer action. I was sitting before my mobile rang. I was sitting when my mobile rang, and I was sitting after my mobile rang. Repeat. I was sitting. I was sitting on the train. I was sitting on the train when my mobile rang. I was watching TV when I heard a noise. I was reading when you arrived. I was sleeping when you phoned. Here's one more example from the same exercise. Listen. Exercising before breakfast is the best time if you want to burn calories. Why is exercising a gerund in this sentence? Un gerundio. Why is it verb plus ing? Well, it's because we often use a gerund as the subject of the sentence. Repeat. Exercising is good for you. Smoking is bad for your health. Jogging is a popular pastime. Reading is something I don't do very often. In the next exercise in this month's quaderno, we looked at some expressions with the verbs get, go, and have. Listen and repeat the sentences to practice pronunciation. Listen. How many emails do you usually get? Repeat. Usually get. Do you usually get? How many? How many emails? How many emails do you usually get? Listen. Does she usually get drunk? Repeat. Get drunk. Usually. Usually get drunk. Does she? Does she usually get drunk? Listen. Did you have a shower? Repeat. Have a. Have a shower. Did you? Did you have a shower? Listen. Did you go away for the summer? Repeat. The summer. For the summer. Go away. Go away for the summer. Did you? Did you go away for the summer? Listen. Did you go anywhere nice? Repeat. Nice. Anywhere. Anywhere nice. Did you go? Did you go anywhere nice? Listen. What time did you get home? Repeat. Get home. Did you? Did you get home? What time? What time did you get home? Listen. Do you always get up early? Repeat. Early. Get up early. Nota cómo se junta el sonido final de up con el sonido vocal al principio de early. Up early. Se juntan up con early, up early. Repeat. Up early. get up early? Do you always get up early? Listen. Did you go out on Saturday? Repeat. On Saturday. Go out. Go out on Saturday. Did you go out on Saturday? Listen. Where did you get your phone? Repeat. Your phone. Get your phone. Where did you get your phone? Listen. Where did you go for lunch? Repeat. Lunch. For lunch. Go for lunch. Where did you go for lunch? Listen. Who did you have dinner with yesterday? Repeat. Have dinner with. Have dinner with yesterday. Who did you have dinner with yesterday? Siempre me ha gustado la idea de aprender inglés con videos. Por eso te recomendamos ABA English. Los videos de ABA English son muy profesionales y están muy bien hechos. Además de las 144 clases gratuitas de gramática en video, también tienes la posibilidad de probar la primera unidad de tu nivel. Y hay 6 niveles distintos. Y realizar todas las secciones de esta unidad para probar su metodología única de aprendizaje. Tú aprendes inglés viendo películas cortas con subtítulos, que ya es un método muy eficaz para aprender inglés. Pero también actúas en estas películas. Es muy divertido. En la misma unidad realizas ejercicios de speaking y roleplay actuando en el diálogo del cortometraje que has visto. Los cortometrajes son situaciones de la vida real, son la base de cada unidad del curso de inglés. Llevan incorporada la tecnología de reconocimiento de voz propia. Echa un vistazo a los vídeos de abaenglish.com. Puedes empezar los cursos gratis, sin coste alguno y además con apoyo en español. Al empezar, tienes que facilitar una dirección de email y contestar algunas preguntas básicas, pero no es necesario que realices ningún pago. Y yo pienso que si una empresa ofrece un producto gratis para probarlo, es porque es bueno y la empresa cree en sus productos. Regístrate hoy y aprende inglés gratis con vídeo, en casa y a tu ritmo. abaenglish.com. Pruébalo, no tienes nada de perder. In the advanced section this month, we looked at some more collocations, the first of which was to make the best of something, which means to do as well as possible with something that is not too promising. Repeat, I'll make the best of it. I don't like it, but I'll make the best of it. We can also say, make the most of it. Repeat, make the most of it. Make the most of a bad situation. Make the most of a bad job. Make the most of your time in the UK. Aprovechadlo. Now, if you draw someone's attention to something, you attract someone to notice or focus on someone or something. Repeat. Draw your attention to. Let me draw your attention to this wonderful painting. My attention was drawn to a small insect on the floor. If you jump for joy, you are extremely happy. Repeat. I jumped for joy when I got my exam results. When she agreed to have dinner with me, I jumped for joy. The children jumped for joy when we got to Disneyland. To draw out something means to make it longer than it needs to be. Repeat. To draw out a meeting. It wasn't necessary to draw out the meeting for so long. Why does he have to draw it out so much? Repeat. To draw out something. If you make allowances for something, you take certain facts or circumstances into consideration. Repeat. To make allowances for. When we go to the UK, we should make allowances for the weather. You have to make allowances for the age of the property. If you jump or are thrown in at the deep end, you start doing something new and difficult without help or preparation. Repeat. Jump in at the deep end. Thrown in at the deep end. I was thrown in at the deep end when I worked in a professional kitchen for the first time. You should jump in at the deep end and buy your first computer. Repeat. Jump in at the deep end. I was thrown in at the deep end. Stand a chance of doing something is another popular collocation. It means there's a possibility. You have a chance that something will happen. Repeat. Stand a chance. Do you think I stand a chance? Do I stand a chance of winning? No, I don't think you stand a chance, to be honest. You don't stand a chance of getting that job. Our last expression was to jump the gun, which means to start before the starting signal. Guns used to be used to start a race. If you start before the gun goes bang, you jump the gun. Repeat. Jump the gun. Don't jump the gun. Be patient. You're always jumping the gun. He apologized for jumping the gun. In the business section this month, we looked at some more business English vocabulary. And the first expression was to become head of something. This means to be in charge, to manage. Ser el jefe. Repeat. She's head of sales. He's head of design. She became head of the company in March. Who's head of the department? Let's discuss means vamos a hablar de. Repeat. Let's discuss the sales figures. Let's discuss your role in the company. Let's discuss the release date of the new product. Outsourcing is subcontracting to an outside company. In Spanish, I think it's subcontracción or la externalización of a product or service. Repeat. Outsourcing. The verb is to outsource. Many companies are outsourcing their manufacturing. It's cheaper to outsource the work. Finally, the phrasal verb to run on means to continue without stopping or go on longer than expected. Repeat, run on. What's the past of run? Ran. Repeat, the meeting ran on. The meeting ran on for nearly 3 hours. The story ran on for months. Muy bien. Very good. We also gave you some more sentences to translate in this month's cuaderno. First, you had to translate from English to Spanish. So I'll say the English sentences and you say the Spanish translation before I do. Then, repeat the English sentence after me to practice pronunciation. Are you ready? They didn't want to stay here. No querían quedarse aquí. Repite. They didn't want to stay here. Stay here. To stay here. They didn't want. They didn't want to stay here. Unemployment is increasing. Unemployment is rising. Unemployment is going up. El paro está subiendo. Repite. Unemployment. Unemployment is increasing. Rising. Unemployment is rising. Going up. Unemployment is going up. Don't talk to me about economics. No me hables de economía. Repite. Economics. Talk to me. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me about economics. The economy is beyond our control. La economía está más allá de nuestro control. Repite. The economy, beyond our control. The economy is beyond our control. How many beers do we have left?
¿Cuántas cervezas nos quedan?
Repite. Left. Have left. How many? How many beers? How many beers do we have left? How many beers do we have left? Good. Now I'll read some Spanish sentences and you translate to English before I do. Then repeat the sentences after me to practice your pronunciation. Okay?
¿Quieres decir que esta es la última?
Do you mean this is the last one? Repeat. The last one. This is the last one. Do you mean? Do you mean this is the last one?
Habrá más vino.
There'll be more wine.
Repite.
More wine. There will. There'll. There will be. There'll be. There'll be more wine.
Corrieron a la farmacia. They ran to the pharmacy. Or they ran to the chemist. Or in America, they ran to the drugstore. Repeat. They ran to. They ran to the pharmacy. They ran to the chemist. They ran to the drugstore. ¿Por qué no querían quedarse? Why didn't they want to stay? Repeat. Want to stay. Why didn't they? Why didn't they want to stay? Dijeron que tenían muchas cosas que hacer. They said they had a lot of things to do. Repeat. Things to do. A lot of. A lot of things to do. They said they had. They said they had a lot of things to do. They said they had a lot of things to do. Well, I've got a lot of things to do also. So, unfortunately, that's the end of this podcast. But we'll be back with you next month, as usual, with another podcast based on our monthly newsletter, our Cuaderno de Inglés Mensual. Remember, you can listen to all our previous podcasts at mansioningles.com and, of course, on iTunes. iTunes. Si te gustan nuestros podcasts, puedes ayudarnos con una corta reseña en iTunes, contribuyendo así a que más personas pueden conocernos y escucharnos. Gracias a todos los que ya han escrito algún comentario. Thank you to all of you who are writing reviews for us. And thank you very much for listening to this podcast and for being part of the community of La Mención del Inglés. Remember, if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mención del Inglés and join our growing community of more than 30,000 fans. Or you can send us an email at mencionteachers@yahoo.es. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter name is MencionTwit. Puedes ver el cuaderno mensual de este mes y todos los cuadernos anteriores en cuadernodeingles.com. Until next month then, keep practicing and taking your English to the next level. Take care and bye for now. The music in this month's podcast is by Revolution Void. The album is The Politics of Desire, and the track is called Outer Orbits.